This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Hey, that's a good song. That's a really freaking good song. I like it a lot. Let's go, yeah! Hey, welcome to Unbought and Unbossed, Canadian political news and views. This is show number 143. Today is October the 7th, 2009. Unbought and Unbossed is an independent voice dedicated to presenting and discussing the political and social issues most relevant to Canadian citizens. This show contends that 9/11 is Canada's single most important issue because the self-inflicted attacks of 9/11 are being used as a justification for the current overthrow of our democratic and sovereign nationhood, turning Canada into a corporate-driven plutocracy. The official story of the 9/11 terror attacks and the ensuing war of terror are deeply troubling and are at the forefront of this radio program. I strongly encourage listeners to question what you think you know about today's world events and to analyze the motives behind our traditional news sources. See those dollar signs? Each week, new segments of Unbought and Unbossed offer further evidence for these incredible claims, which are either omitted or distorted by the mainstream corporate media. Turn your fucking televisions off. You are being lied to and conditioned to accept this madness as our inevitable future. I say we must work to return the future of the human race to its rightful owners. That's you. Or ignore it. Oh, I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks. Hey, welcome everyone. I had last week off. I'm feeling a little fresh and frisky here. I even said the F word there. I don't do that very often. Sorry about that. Hey, welcome to the show. We got show number 143. What do I have for you? Okay, well, first off, I'm going to read a follow-up story to an audio piece I played, two, 3 weeks back with Geraldo Rivera and Bill O'Reilly, two of my favorite American journalists. Well, they attacked Charlie Sheen, well, because he had the audacity to bring up 20 points, 20 lies in the 9/11 story. Well, you know what? The media pundits back away from the 9/11 debate with Charlie Sheen. And what happened there is Charlie Sheen said, basically, I'm going to debate anyone, any TV. And you know what? Initial interest waned after Charlie Sheen insisted that the discussion must be moderated fairly. Yeah, it couldn't just be a hit piece. You had to let him have equal time and all that stuff. Everyone backed down. How sad is that? So this piece comes from Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, another one. This is another audio, or not, this is the first audio clip. It's a trailer from a new documentary called Camp FEMA, American Lockdown. It's by Gary Lewis and Gary Finchie. So recent legislation attempting to legitimize the use of internment camps to detain U.S. citizens in the event of an uprising or civil unrest has many people asking, what nation do they live in? And our Canadians out there, which is probably just about all of you, you know what? What goes down there is coming up here real quick. Very scary, very scary. Okay, I'm going to read another piece. This is a press release and mission statement from a new newsprint newspaper in Canada, the Agora. I'm pretty sure Agora means open and public. The publishers are Ryan Foster and Dan Merchant, maybe Marchant. Not too sure the pronunciation on that one. I had Ryan Foster on the show a couple of weeks back. That was a fantastic show. Young activist turned, organizer. And now he's turned editor. Him and Dan putting out the Agora magazine. Very well. I'm going to have Dan on the show. He's agreed to an interview. He wanted to wait for the first issue of the show. You know what? Let me read. Okay, there's two things here. There's the mission statement, which I'm a big fan of. I like to read mission statements. But this is also kind of the, well, it's not kind of, it is the press release. So let's see, Ryan Foster wrote this. I feel the need to inform you of something you may be very interested in. We are creating a monumental new print outlet. The time has come to get content befitting of our age into a large-scale print publication. The Agora is a new newspaper that creates a platform for everyone to use, enabling people to voice opinions, share ideas, debate, and disseminate information. Our content is fully user-generated and will never censor an article due to the topic. But the articles must be well-written, thoroughly thought-provoking, documented if necessary, and not incite violence. If your piece meets those requirements, you will see it in print, reaching tens of thousands of people. Our launch date is set for October 16th in Vancouver. That's next, a little over a week from now. We are publishing 10,000 copies to distribute to all the high traffic areas of the city. The paper is free, and its bold, classic design is sure to grab people's attention. It will be a weekly publication, growing in scope and reach with each issue. If you or anyone you know would like to provide content, please help us get the ball rolling. Very nice. Now that sounds like some media that I'm going to appreciate. Well done to Ryan and Dan. Fan-frickin-tastic. I'm going to read their mission statement a little bit later. And lofty goals, yes indeed. But you know what? I like to reach pretty high myself. And good to these two young... Well, I don't know how their age. Good to these fellas. Okay, carrying on. We've got an audio clip here. This comes from the ACLU. American Civil Liberties Union, of course. Well, they present the story of Vince Peppard. So the U.S. government says that it can stop and search anyone up to 100 miles of their border. However, almost two-thirds of the U.S. population lives within 100 miles of the U.S. border. So this is the story of Vince Peppard, who drove to Tecate, Mexico, for a deal on tile flooring. Yes, Tecate's more than a Mexican beer. It's a town. Okay, carrying on. I'm going to read another piece. I got quite a few pieces I'm going to read. This one here is thousands of U.S. workers can now sue over illnesses. So these are talking about the first responders, the 9/11 workers that showed up and said, well, and you know what? They're the real heroes of the day. Pretty cool. Let's see. This piece comes to us from Michael Amon, Newsday.com. Here's the first line. Thousands of second 9/11 recovery workers whose legal claims have been barred because of missed deadlines can now join a massive group suing New York City under a law signed by Governor David Patterson, officials said. Very nice. So as a follow-up to that piece, Luke Radowski of We Are Change, this is an audio clip of him speaking concerning what went down at the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh last month this year. And it's the protest, assault, and arrest footage of We Are Change persons. And again, Luke Radowski is the person speaking. Now, Luke, I should mention, has held many fundraisers for the first responders left to die untreated. And that's the story before. These guys apparently are going to be able to sue over their illnesses and get some medical attention. Another piece I'm going to mention, Michael Moore, his film Sicko. He went to Cuba, and there's a scene in that movie, and I cry every time I see it. I'm a bit of a softie, and it's the scene of the firefighters. And they are thanking and crying themselves as well, the first responders. These tremendously brave people who are, you know, being charged outrageous costs for their medication, and it's not being paid for. And what a shame it was, because basically what it comes down to is they said the air was safe to breathe and that rescue operations should and can continue. And that wasn't the case at all. All these people are dying from what they inhaled. You blow a big building full of computers up, and you're going to be inhaling some real toxic stuff, and these people are dying. Apparently more people have died from inhaling that crap, the first responders, the heroes of the day, than died in the actual explosions. And well, maybe it was radio controlled, maybe it wasn't. I doubt that these terrorists did the actual flying. I really doubt that, but you know what I'm saying, 9/11 was an inside job. Okay. All right. Let's move on to another audio clip here. Oh, man. I caught this one just prior to leaving for the show, and I had enough time to rip a copy off the Internet. And this is recognizing the 8 signs of tourism. And where I'm going with this is that the war of terror has now shifted to target the American and Canadian people. Yes, you are the terrorists. You are who they are coming for next. Let me read a little bit about this. Again, same author, Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. This is his article here. And so this... It's an 8-minute clip. It's going to come in a little under 7 minutes for you guys. It's recognizing the 8 signs of terrorism, and the movie is called The Cell. The short clip. So, a new video produced in association with the Department of Homeland Security, born due to 9/11, and the FBI, and narrated by former Denver Bronco, if he's not, he's soon to be Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway, urges people to report suspicious activity that could constitute terrorism. Behavior that includes buying gold, owning guns, using a stopwatch, or binoculars, donating to a charity, and basically all manner of mundane things. The video was produced by the Colorado-based Center for Empowered Living and Learning. That's where CEL comes from. The Colorado-based Center for Empowered Living. Yeah, empowered. Police state. Almost the same, aren't they? Anyway, this CEL was in conjunction with the International Association of Chief of Police Conference to promote CEL's, check this out, $7 million exhibit called Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, Understanding the Threat of Terrorism, which is currently on display at the Museum in Denver, Colorado. I'm not kidding about that. CEL is the Center for Empowered Living and Learning. Empowered Living, And the exhibit at the museum is that this is their new definition of terrorism, guys. Anyone, anytime, anywhere, understanding the threats of terrorism. So we're going to hear from John Elway. I wonder how much he got paid for that. What a creep he is, eh? Unfortunate. There we are. So that's there's lots more that I didn't announce. That's some of the things you're going to hear today. I've got some announcements. First off, the fun drive happened 2 weeks ago, right? And apparently we were way short, like halfway to what we wanted to pay for the things that we want to buy for the station. That's not very good news. This show did okay. Okay. Way fewer than I hoped. So what I'm imploring my listeners right now, if the things that you're hearing that last 15 minutes seems like real news to you and you're willing to keep the station running that's bringing you this, I want you to call in. I'm not kidding. The fun drive is still going on. I want you to phone the office because we've got a big meeting going on right now. Someone's going to pick it up. And you're going to be giving a donation on the other end. Okay? That's the plan. This is the phone number, 750-716-3410. I've got some prizes. I'm going to sweeten this up for you. I'm going to give that phone number one more time. You're going to call in, make a $25 donation. Area code 250-716-3410. Let me get my bag of goodies out. Okay, well, part of the reason I was away last week, I was helping a bunny move off of Cortez Island. And one of the cool things that I got out of helping Buddy move is a stack of books. I had a couple of them, and I'm going to pass these on to the next, to the first pledger. First off, Towers of Deception, The Media Cover-Up of 9/11 by Barry Zwicker. He's been on the show. This is one of the preeminent books on 9/11. It is a huge, fat book. It costs you almost $25. The second book, if you're a foodie out there, it's called Fast Food Nation by Eric Slolisser, The Dark Side of the All-American Meal. These are two choice books. They're both in fabulous condition. They're to the first person that donates $25 to the fund drive. It's not over. We only got half our pledges. We're in shitty shape, if you want to look at it that way. This is public radio. You have to pay for it. That's the deal. please, someone call in. I'm going to give that number again. Also, I'm going to sweeten this up. Let me give the number first. 250-716-3410. Keep this fund drive going. It doesn't only last 1 week or 2 weeks a year. It has to be constant. We didn't get the money we needed. We're in bad shape. We need a lot of help. Please, if you did not pledge or make good on your pledge, please do so now. I'm not kidding. So much of the best possibility relies on stations like this staying on the air. So before the little fascists in the Canadian government want to close down college radio where free ideas are being given, can you imagine how stupid we would be, how shame-filled we would be if we couldn't support them and they fell apart on their own? That makes me sick. I'm asking for you to make a pledge. If you have not pledged yet and are a listener to this show or any other on CHLY, please call 250-716-3410. I don't think the phone has rung yet. I'm not going to continue on forever and ever, but I did say I was going to sweeten the deal. So here's an announcement. I, myself, and me are putting on a conference, my first ever. I'm calling it the 2009 Truth Convergence Project Uncensored. Six-speaker conference, six different topics, one thing in common. It's urgent information our governments and media are censoring and lying to us about. Being informed is our best defense. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So for this conference, if you call in, not only will you get Barry Zwicker's book on 9/11, Eric Schlosser, Fast Food Nation. They made a movie with, which was kind of about it. So let's get back to this Truth Convergence Conference, half-price ticket to anyone who calls in tonight and makes a pledge. Half-price. Well, you got to come clean on your pledge, obviously. So please call in. The pledge drive is not over. It's never over. All right. Hope I didn't sound like a jerk there, but I really am. I'm serious about this stuff. Let's see. Let's carry on with announcements here. I want to say hey to Dwayne in Cumberland, B.C. He's a 9/11 truther. We just hooked up for the first time. And he's also on livejournal.com, and that's where I archive my shows. So he's the Cumberlander. Cumberland, B.C., Cumberlander, at livejournal.com. Give his place a visit. That's more 9/11 truth activism going on the Mid-Island, Vancouver Island. How cool is that? Also, if you missed the show and you want to hear or you want to find out what I was talking about last show on, you know, whether it's the article or the audio clip or the song, what have you, you can visit my website. It's unbossed.livejournal.com. That's unbossed.livejournal.com. Okay, let's carry on. I think I've covered everything. Is there more announcements? I talked about the fund drive, the Project Uncensored. Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. This is a conference I'm putting on. I have the official date and the official location. 2 weeks ago when I was with you, I didn't give you a lot of information because I didn't have it. Now I do. November 29th, an all-day event. That's a Sunday at the Vancouver Island University Building, 355, room 203. I believe that's the Gustafson Lecture Hall. The speakers that have confirmed, as a matter of fact, all but one have confirmed. They jumped at this. They're so looking forward. We're starving for information, aren't they? Kevin Annett, the minister turned whistleblower. He's going to be talking about genocide, global and local. Nick Versteg, speaking about consumer involvement and food security issues. There's a lot of foodies out there. Also, Paul Grignon, the creator of Money is Debt documentary. He's going to be speaking on banking and financial topics. Also, Splitting the Sky, the Mohawk activist, writer, and actor. He's going to be speaking on war criminals, past and present. We're talking about George W. Bush. Yeah, Speaking of this guy, got arrested for attempting to place George Bush under citizen's arrest because, well, George Bush coming here is against the law in Canadian and international law, and the RCMP were not doing their job. So Speaking of this guy, John Boncour attempted to place him under citizen's arrest. He's a regular guest. I'm sure you know about his story. Also, who's going to be there? Wayne Pronte, big friend of this radio station, the researcher and organizer. He's going to be speaking on flu and vaccination issues. Also, Will Thomas, the researcher, author, and lecturer. He's going to be speaking on cell phone and electromagnetic danger. Someone's calling right on. Hey, welcome to the Unbought and Unbossed Show.
Hello, Ray. I hope I'm not on the air.
Yes, you are. Who's this?
Okay, this is Willie Wilson, not the baseball player Willie.
Oh, yeah, you called last week.
I did.
Or 2 weeks ago for
yep.
the pledge drive. Thank you very much.
I talked to Dylan anyway, but
okay.
I don't mind being on the air. But do you know who I am?
We've
met before outside.
Yes.
You go out for a smoke.
Now I do know who you are. Hey, you're not telling people that I smoke tobacco. That's a drug. That's a dangerous drug. I'm kidding you. Yes, I know who you are, Willie. Thanks for
good,
calling,
man.
Buddy.
Yeah. I would like to talk to you about something, but not on the air.
Not on the air. Well,
no.
Call when I have an audio clip on, and we'll exchange.
This is what I wanted to ascertain some way, somehow.
Okay.
And when are you going to have an audio clip on tonight?
Well, I'm kind of shooting the shit here, aren't I?
Oh,
I've been going
okay.
for a long time.
Huh?
Well, I should have an audio clip on soon, but like I say, I'm going
yeah.
off right now.
Okay.
So it won't be long. Or you
no.
got you got 10 minutes?
I can 10 minutes before you pick one up and put it in the
actually yeah. it'll be less than that. It'll be 3 minutes. Why don't you stay on the air? I'll take you off the air.
Well,
and we'll talk in a minute, okay?
In 1 minute, because I'm on a phone card. And
oh,
it's dying
shitty.
On me.
Oh,
it's
man.
Dying
okay.
And it's ticking like a taxi.
Call me back in 2 minutes, then, okay?
Pardon me?
Call me back in 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yes.
Sure will.
All right, buddy.
Okay, Ray.
Goodbye.
Bye for now.
Okay, there we are. That is someone who pledged for the fun drive. And I don't think anyone has called yet. And I'm not kidding. We did not meet our numbers for the fun drive. Half of it. We got half the pledges. That's a huge failure. The city of Nanaimo and everywhere else that is hearing this, please, if you did not pledge, call in the office number 250-716-3410. All right. This is disappointing. I don't think anyone's called. That's too bad. Maybe everyone's already called in. I don't know. What's going on? What's going on in these troubled times? That's what I have to say. Okay, I talked about the truth convergence. I got Willie going to call me back in a minute. Okay, next week, Steve Poole. He's the videographer, the director and producer of the Face-to-Face public access TV show. It's also online on Google Video. As well, the following week, Stephanie McDowell. She phoned during the fun drive 2 weeks ago. What a feisty old, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say old. She's retired, and she spends her time learning history. Very informed woman. She's going to be on the following show. Very cool. Okay. So where are we going to start? Oh, shit, I'm supposed to read something. I'm going to skip that. Let's get on the audio clip of Camp FEMA. This is American Lockdown. So I have to introduce this. In a country born out of political dissent, we watch our leaders in Washington, and I'm going to add Ottawa, slowly pass bills that label ordinary Americans as thought criminals and potential domestic terrorists for simply questioning the actions of their government. We see third-party candidates and their impassioned supporters listed in secret government reports that call their allegiance into question and brand them as fanatics and extremists. Senate committee hearings and official FBI documents further illustrate the mindset of our elected officials as they classify homeschoolers, gun rights activists, and anti-abortionists as threats against the existing social and political order. By default, creating an entire nation of radicals and revolutionaries. where everyone is a suspect until equally guilty until proven otherwise. How has our government shown that they will deal with these people? The same way as every other totalitarian regime throughout history. Marginalize their activities, then lock them up. Prisons are being built, internment camps constructed, and laws passed that deal severely with anyone who dares to step out of line or ask too many questions. Who are the potential domestic terrorists that will end up in these camps? See what the experts have to say and find out where the true power of the people rests in halting these treasonous activities. Here's the website, campfema.com. Campfema.com. All right, friends, I'm going to be talking to Willie Wilson, not the baseball player. Be well out there.
The elites have said that they want to have a final revolution, that they know the public's going to revolt against them, so that's why they've scientifically set up the surveillance grid, the cashless society. This whole continuity of government system is designed to suppress and control the people of America.
My name is Sam Ozaki. I'm a native-born American citizen, Los Angeles, California. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, we were all rounded up like cattle and placed into America's concentration camps.
In May 2007, President Bush signed a National Security Presidential Directive 51.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government. They have such a plan. And introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version.
Army Regulation 210-35. Now, this was set up in 1986 secretly. And for 10 plus years, it was secret. And in 1997, Bill Clinton declassified this, and we were the first major radio show to cover it. Since then, it's been expanded. This lists 12 camps to hold American citizens that have been built by the United States Army.
Beginning in October, the Army plans to station an active unit inside the United States.
Under NORTHCOM and under the new Homeland Brigade, it was first going to be 3,000, and then 20,000, and then 40,000.
The 3rd Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team has spent 35 of the last 60 months in Iraq.
Combat hardened troops who've been running camps and centers in Iraq are now back to the United States to, quote, carry out law enforcement actions.
The Army unit may be called upon to help with civil unrest and crowd control.
The primary purpose of this force is to provide help to people in need in the aftermath of a WMD-like event in the homeland.
Why is the media on one hand saying there are no FEMA camps, but on the other hand, legislation has been introduced to build them? Here's H.R. 645 legalizing what has already been developed, what's already been paid for by FEMA.
The government doesn't build things that are not needed or that there aren't contingency plans that say there's a reason for them. These are the kinds of camps that could be used for political dissidents, just like occurred in Nazi Germany. I think the government's anticipating that there's going to be an increased reaction against the economic downturn.
All of our rights are predicated on a free America. And if we don't have a free America, all the other questions become moot.
Don't these companies have a responsibility morally if they're in there building camps and building shackles and building barbed wire facing in to speak out?
I talked to the Department of Homeland Security spokespeople, and they affirmed the contract with this KBR, the former Halliburton company, was in place. The Department of Homeland Security was ready to build these contingency as needed detention centers anywhere in the country in the event of any kind of a national emergency, including natural disasters or again, riots or protests.
The real terrorists are the people that have hijacked our nation that would dare say the First Amendment is terrorism.
Oh, man. What? Life is so cool. It really is. I was just got off the phone with Willie Wilson, and we're going to be doing some more talking. He came on air, but he didn't really want to. And so that's very nice. But you know what? Apparently, two people called in with pledges. I am so happy about that. We'll find out which one was first. Well, I do have two books to give away. Maybe we'll split them up. I'm not too sure. But the other thing, if you want to pledge, again, half-price tickets to the 2009 Truth Convergence Project Uncensored, a full six-speaker conference, six different topics, one thing in common. All these, come on in, right? All of these topics are urgent information, like the things you get on this show, that our governments and media are lying to us about. Being informed is the best defense. If you call in tonight, you get half price to my conference. Okay? There we go. Ray, you've got something for me here. These are Mike from Cortez, $25. And Dwayne Rourke, Far Out Man, you're listening. I mentioned your thing from Cumberland, Far Out Man. Yes, he's saying, glad that we have 9/11 Truth on the island. And it sounds like, Dwayne, that you are also doing your part for 9/11 Truth. That is very, very cool. And, I'm hoping, Dwayne, that you can come down to the conference. You just got in half price. You're only in Cumberland, man. That's an hour away. You can come down. That's a Sunday, November 29th. The Truth Convergence Project Uncensored. Yes, indeed. Very nice. Ray, you're the bringer of good news. Far out, thank you.
Yeah, he just tuned into your show.
Yeah.
And he was absolutely thrilled to hear that it's on the island and rocking that your show is on the air.
Right on, thank you. Okay, two pledges, far out. Let's get a third. That would be pretty sweet. Again, the office. I've got the big wigs in the office right now. They're having a little hoodoo out there, so this looks pretty bitchin' for 9/11 Truth if you call in and let them know that, you know, music's cool and, you know, dancing is cool and it's spiritual and all, but we got to get informed. You're not getting that on TV, I will guarantee you. I will debate anyone in public on 9/11. You bring what the government and the corporate media has brought together, I'll bring the truth and the evidence and the facts. And that's a fact. So, in the name of truth, if you are not a member yet, please become a member of CHLY. I'm going to give that phone number one more time. Area code 250-716-3410. The fun drive is not over. That is very, very cool. Please call in. And do I have to repeat the numbers? We were calling for $20,000. That's what we would like to keep our equipment going as it should go. And you know what? We got less than half. Less than half. That's not very good. That's pretty damn lousy. We are so far away from keeping things going. You know what? If we would have got under $10,000, our budget would have been shot. And I think we're just under $10,000. So we are so close from cutting things out. You can't let CHLY fall apart. If you're not a member, please call in. I'm not kidding about a single word I've said today. The phone number is 716-3410. Please call in. Support the fun drive. Okay. I'm supposed to give the weather. You know what that means? Nope, it means this. Come on. There we go. Little pig song. Any little piggies out there? I'm a pig, I'm a pig, I'm a pig. What this is supposed to be is the weather update. Okay, you know what? I'm going to refresh this because I had it on about... I've been yapping my gums. I'm like 20 minutes late for giving this, but that's okay. I got a couple pledges. It's all good. I'm hoping to get a couple more. Half price to the conference. And these books, I'm sorry, Mike, hey, Mike from Cortez, who's that? Is that the guy that runs the radio show? Is the manager of the radio station up there? It might be. Interesting, we've met a couple of times. I've been trying to get my show syndicated on Cortez Island's little itty-bitty radio station, and it never happened. That's kind of a drag. But you know what? You know another thing that's a drag? Is that there's no other independent or campus radio station in Canada that will let a 9/11 truth show on. Does that not infuriate you? The alternative media is not much better than the regular media, turns out. Not CHLY. CHLY is the king shit here. Call in, please. I'm not kidding. We're halfway to our fun drive expectations. That's a sad state. Oh, you know, I think there's someone on the phone. I'm so happy about this. Dylan, are you listening? Is that someone on the phone? They're having a meeting. They aren't really listening to me, but they are answering the phone. And he's, yes, he is. He's writing in his book. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, weather. Weather, I've got to do the weather. I updated it. So this is at 8 o'clock, which is 37 minutes ago. 3 months. Can you imagine that? On the coast of Vancouver Island, 3 months of snow. That's fantastically crazy. All right. There we are. That is the weather update. And I'm very, very proud to say that we have some financial sponsors that have paid the big $150 to get a business mention every week. So for $150, I too can thank your group, your business, what have you. This one right here has been brought to you by Hornby Island Painting. Very nice. They got a phone number, area code 250-335-9195. Dylan's still on the phone. I hope it's another pledge. This is really neat. Adding to the pledge drive a couple of weeks later. But it's for real. I'm not kidding. You know, you guys know that. If you listen to CHLY, there's some pretty good people here. You know what? I've got a second membership drive for that weather update. I would like to thank Bernie at Seaview Automotive, an independent mechanic. He's going to be a lot cheaper than the big boys, isn't he? Yeah. Here's a phone number. Give Bernie a call at area code 250-753-2953. I said that kind of fast. 753-2953. Very nice. Those are the two business mentions that I have currently on the Unbought and Unbossed show. Have I mentioned CHLY recently? I'm supposed to tell you that that's what you're listening to. That's what this fun drive is about. Part two. It's 2 weeks. 2 weeks going on. So very nice. Dylan's got another pledge far out. This is free. So hurry up, Dylan. Come on. Get in here. Hey, buddy. Maya Longman. $20 donation. Fantastic, Maya. Thank you. I am so serious. That's three pledges well after the fun drive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that makes me so happy. I wasn't even planning on pushing this fun drive, but it seems to be working. That is, man, I'm halfway getting choked up here. My heart is really smiling. And I feel good doing this show. And it makes me feel fulfilled somehow. And a huge part, it's thanks to the listeners, that the people I've met and the people that have been on my show, and, you know, it just gives me hope. And I got to have some hope because, you know, the information that I bring you is not very good news. And, you know, I'm not trying to down you out and make you crawl into your shell and cocoon yourself. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get you to do the opposite, to raise awareness, to tell other people about, you know, what you've learned and what your intuition is telling you. So do that. I would much rather you turn someone else on to getting off that TV reality than sending in your money. That's, you know, ultimately that's more important. Turn someone on. That's my first thing. If you can't do that, then please make a pledge to the station. There we are. Okay, let's carry on. This is an audio clip that I didn't announce. And this is Terrence McKenna. He's a real smart character. He did a lot of drugs, and that's how, you know, mainstream world is going to try to peg him as a, you know, a druggie. But you know what? He knew what he was talking about. And he used his drugs not for escapism, but for knowledge. And there's a big, big difference there, isn't there? So, this is Terrence McKenna talking about capitalism. And I agree with pretty much everything he says here. His research and my research seem to be rather similar. Okay, friends. This is Terrence McKenna talking about capitalism on the Unbought and Unbossed show, Canadian Political News and Views. You're listening to, of course, CHLY 101.7. I am. I'm a little bit choked up. People are actually calling in. That's really cool. One more person call in. That would be pretty nice. Again, you get half-price ticket to the conference on November 29th. It's all day. It's a Sunday. And, all right, friends. Be well.
Capitalism is an interesting problem, more easily discussed now that communism is out of the picture. Capitalism is as anti-human a philosophy as you can possibly conceive, because at this very moment, we should be consuming less, manufacturing less, selling less, transporting less. And what's the battle cry? Free trade everywhere. What does free trade mean? It means my right to come to your country and sell the most outlandish junk you've ever seen, and you will have no right to turn it away, because in the name of free trade, crapola has to go everywhere. It's really, see, they try to tell you that capitalism and democracy are not at variance. Actually, the whole Marxist-Leninist socialist thing was a side dish. The real life and death struggle is between capitalism and democracy. Democracy says everybody has an innate worth that must be honored. Capitalism says those who die with the most toys win. You cannot reconcile these two things. And nobody wants to talk about this. We're still having the party over the fall of communism. But, you know, you go to the Soviet Union or the former areas of the Soviet Union and you see that what it was a deep freeze for traditional culture. In Kyrgyzia and Turkmenistan, people are basically camel husbandry is what's going on. Now, with communism on the rocks, McDonald's will be there in 5 years, and Kmart will be following close behind. So I think we're coming to a great crisis of fundamental, our relation to our own fundamental institution. I'm not anti-capitalist. I think capitalism needs to sever its connection to materialism. This is, again, why virtual reality is interesting. You sell things made of light, not made of beryllium, metal, brass, steel, and wood, but light. We've got all the light we need, but we have to stop making things out of stuff, or we're not going to be around to tell the tale.
Okay, there we are. I think that's a pretty good example of someone who the corporate media will not even touch him. When they do, they're gonna trash him left, right, up, down, all around. And I don't know about you, but I think Terrence McKenna knows what he's talking about with capitalism. It's a disease. It's a disease of greed, and it is killing us. It's killing our planet. It's killing everything that lives on it, and it's a damn frickin' shame. That is what capitalism is. And I haven't seen Michael Moore's new movie, The Love Story of Capitalism. I'm going to, obviously. You know what? There was one more pledge. This is the biggest of the night. This is anonymous. Anonymous, check this out, $75. $75. Thank you, Mr. And, well, it turns out to be a fellow. I do know who it is, a local musician. And how cool is that? See, that's the other thing. I've only been talking about, I don't want to say awareness because, you know, music can be a channel to bring awareness as well. And I was a huge, huge music fan when I was a younger person. And for the most part, I only became aware, you know, I was kind of like a faux hippie. You know, I thought, oh, didn't the people, you know, 20 years before me look groovy. I want to look like them. I want to emulate them and their causes, you know, without really knowing what it was about. And now that I do, where was I going with that? The hippies are dead. I don't know if that's something you know or not. And the reason is because the footing, the foothold that corporate propaganda, just this whole phony sense of reality has indoctrinated on ourselves, our children, our loved ones here in the first world, in Canada, on Vancouver Island, it is so disgusting that it's not possible for there to be hippies right now. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't foodies and that there isn't people out doing their best to create an off-the-grid lifestyle. That's very, very important. And we're going to need a lot of people that know how to live off the grid, creating your own energy, growing your own food. Those things are really, really, really important. Myself, I've got I'm calling it a library now. I've been reading for a long time. I collect audio and video and literature. And I'm hoping that when I'm in the run, on the run in a couple years, I'm going to hook up with a group of people that are on the same page as me, and we can practice something that is more true to the human spirit, that I'm just saying, there's my resume. If there's any communes out there that needs a librarian and a school teacher, that's my intent. Okay. I was supposed to read a piece a little while ago, and I got caught up a little bit, so I'm going to move into it right now. And this is concerning Charlie Sheen, the actor, well-known actor. He's got some TV shows. I've never seen him before, but they're keeping him on TV, even though he's been talking about 9/11 for a couple of years, so I guess he's well-liked. And he wrote a letter to President Obama not too long ago. I think he published it on September 11 last month. Just a second. I'm going to close the door here. And in that letter, he brought up 20, well, basically smoking guns, questions that of topics about the 9/11 lie that aren't being brought up in the mainstream media. And Bill O'Reilly and Geraldo Rivera attacked him on the whatever Bill O'Reilly's show is. It's not, what the hell is it called? The O'Reilly Factor, that's what it is. So they made fun of him without mentioning any of his pieces. And this is a follow-up piece. I did play that clip, and I also played the Charlie Sheen clips talking to the president. So this is a follow-up on that story. And unfortunately, the media pundits back away from a 9/11 debate with Charlie Sheen. The initial interest waned after Sheen insisted discussion must be moderated fairly. This news piece comes to us from Paul Joseph Watson of PrismPlanet.com, dated Wednesday, September 30. I was away last week, so, you know, some of these pieces, well, I mean, are they outdated or are they not? I don't know. You know, is 1 week that big of a deal? I don't know. So let's read about two-thirds of this. Okay, Charlie Sheen's challenge to media pundits to debate him on the issues brought up in his 20 minutes with the president letter has not been met after several news outlets expressed interest in taking part, but later backed off when it became clear that the discussion would have to be fairly moderated. Bill O'Reilly was the only pundit to express interest in debating Sheen, but all has gone quiet on that front, following Sheen's request that the debate be properly presented with each side having equal time. Earlier this month, so it'd be last month, appearing on the Alex Jones show, Sheen responded to personal attacks by Meghan McCain, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly by challenging them all to a debate on neutral ground regarding the unanswered question surrounding 9/11. Initially, CNN's Larry King Live show was eager to host the debate, but was shocked that it could find no one who would agree to go toe to toe with Charlie Sheen and his 20 bullet points on 9/11. Yes, indeed, I have a real hard time getting anyone on my show to represent the official story of life. So there you go. Emails forwarded to us, meaning Prism Planet, indicated that Bill O'Reilly was initially interested and that ABC's Good Morning America was keen to broadcast the debate. However, as soon as Sheen outlined rules that would ensure a fair environment to discuss the issues, O'Reilly and his representatives went cold and backed away from the challenge, according to Charlie Sheen. But at least Bill O'Reilly had the courage to respond, unlike every other debunker who attacked Sheen yet sulked away in a cowardly fashion when they were challenged. Charlie Sheen says, "We're not naked shouting from the top of a building, come debate us. We're just issuing a very calm and reasonable offer to just sit down in an open and fair debate forum and hash this thing out." So very interesting. Bill O'Reilly's got the biggest eggs. Good for him. Good for him. So there we are. That takes care of my outline and putting it back into place. Where are we at now? Oh, yes. I have a... you know what? I've been reading for a little while. I think I'm going to put on another audio clip. I'm going to mess up the outline once again. However, before I do that, I have received 4 pledges for the fund drive. The fall fund drive, which we did not do very well at. That was 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to guess a lot of listeners out there missed that show. And I want to let them know how important it is that you keep independent media on the air. And what that means is by adding contributions financially to the CHLY Society. To become a member, it's $25. To become a business sponsor or to get a business mention, it's $150. I'm going to list your cause or your business 52 times a year. We need the money. The pledge drive has not ended. It is ongoing. We got half the money that we were looking for, and that is a damn shame. I've had 4 pledges tonight, and I'm so, so happy about that. And I would love to get 4 more. 4 in the first hour, 4 in the second. So please call in if you have not already. The office phone number is area code 250-716-3410. Let's carry on. What else is happening in the world? Oh, yeah, I told you I was going to skip reading another piece, and we're going to move into an audio clip right now. This comes to us from the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and they present the story of Vince Peppard. So the U.S. government says it can stop and search anyone up to 100 miles from its border. All that is due to the 9/11 lie. What's frightening is that 2/3 of the U.S. population lives within 100 miles of the border, and I would say that percentage is a lot higher in Canada. And what happens in Canada will be in the States will be happening here. We have given up depths of solidarity and sovereignty that are beyond scope. The forefathers of democracy are rolling in their graves because we're not living in a democracy. We're living in a plutocracy. And that means that it's being run by and for the wealthy. Everyone says that they know that, but a lot of people don't understand the consequences. We need to come together like never before. We need to wake up everyone that is willing to. We need to keep independent radio stations like CHLY on the air. We have to get behind this project. We cannot let it die. So with that, we got halfway to the funds that we were asking for. We're at the point right now where if we got any less, we'd be scratching things off our budget. That's the state. That's the reality. So, if you have not pledged during this last fund drive, I ask that you do so. Please make a pledge. I will also give you half price to the conference I'm putting on. I had a couple books to give away. They've been given away already. And there's a side bonus on this. If you call in, when you hang up, you are going to feel something in your heart. That chakra will be resonating an energy that maybe you haven't felt recently. You will be doing the right thing for the right reasons. Maybe that's all you can do. Maybe you're not willing to be an activist and get a radio show. Or stand on the corner and hand out flyers talking about the pertinent information, for example, on this swine flu bullshit. It is bullshit. They're poisoning you with this vaccine, and that's what's going to happen. If I'm wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, you can call me on it. But until I'm wrong, I need to know. I need to know that we're supported. So please call in. Phone number is 716-3410. Please make a donation to the fund drive. All right, friends. Audio clip coming up. Please call in while this is on. This is what is happening in the county of San Diego, which is where I was born and partly raised. That's, I guess, why you're hearing this. This is from the ACLU. Please call.
I'm 53 years old. I live in San Diego with my wife and my children, and I'm a homeowner. I'm retired from the county of San Diego. I was a child protective services worker and supervisor. I bought about $219 worth of tile, which here might cost like $400 or $500, and I loaded up my car. I breezed right through the border checkpoint that just showed the office of my tile and my receipt, and I was on my way. I didn't search the car, the trunk, or anything. It was probably about 20 minutes on the 94 freeway, whereupon I was coming around a bend, and I saw another border crossing checkpoint of some kind. And I had my passports with me, because I had just come back from Mexico. And he said, "Where are you coming from?" And I said, "Oh, I'm coming from Tecate, Mexico. I just bought some tile." And he goes, "Can I see some ID?" And I said, "Sure, here's my passports." And he goes, "May I have consent to open your trunk, to look in your trunk?" I wasn't speeding or anything, or, you know, I'm not a drunk driver. I'm just a regular guy driving down the road with his wife and a couple boxes of tile in my car. And at that point, I said, "I'm a member of the ACLU. This is wrong. I'm not opening my trunk in a matter of principle." And they said, "What are you doing? Where are you coming from?" And I repeated my story. And they said, "Well, go sit on that bench." And they said, as I was walking the bench, he says, "If you don't open your trunk, I'm bringing out my dogs." I felt like, wow, what if somebody knows me drives by and they see me sitting on a bench with dogs and four cops standing next to me. And I'm sitting here with some tall officer guarding me like I'm some kind of felon or convict or something. And the dogs are barking and they're running and there's all this like commotion going on around your car. It's my little Toyota Corolla. And then he marched back and he said, "Give me your keys. The dog smelled something and I have the right to look in your car." I can't believe that when I come back from Mexico, they didn't open my trunk then. But then a half hour later in the United States, 20 minutes, half hour later, they're opening my trunk and searching my ransack in my car. I didn't feel like I was in the United States. I felt like I was in some kind of police state. I was thinking these old B-rated Nazi movies where they pull over people at checkpoints and go, "Papers, please," or something. And he starts looking at the passport and the driver's license, and he goes to my wife, "Well, where were you born?" Because she has an accent, but she's a U.S. citizen. And so she says, "Oh, I was born in Syria." And he goes, "Ah, Syrian." You know, like you hit the jackpot or something. My family's been in the United States since 1710 in New Jersey. We were farmers in New Jersey. My direct ancestor was a Presbyterian minister for Hackettstown during the Revolutionary War. And here, my family's lived in the United States since before there was United States. And now I'm actually feeling nervous when I'm going to work on my own rentals and doing work in San Ysidro that I may get pulled over by a border patrol and asked, "Where's your passport?" And now I have to carry my passport with me when I go out to Home Depot or something. I don't need this kind of grief. I don't need this kind of harassment. I'm afraid these guys might, for whatever reason, because I'm talking to you, or because I filed a complaint after I got back with the Border Patrol, there's at their website. Now I'm doubly afraid. Now I don't know why they took copies of my passport and my papers. Were they going to keep a record on me or something? They're going to open a record? They checking me out or something? And they're going to keep filing me? Will I be able to? Is there something beyond this? I feel like, when I'm going out in San Diego County, if I'm going to the supermarket, the store, anywhere, maybe I should bring my passport with me in case it gets stopped or something. Maybe my driver's license won't be good enough. And that just doesn't seem right.
Okay, there we are. That is what the ACLU, they conducted an interview with this chap in San Diego County of what he's experiencing. He's getting these stopped and checked for his papers. And that's not okay. That is not our Constitution. I'll tell you that much. That is not our Bill of Rights. So there we go. However, I do want to move into... I'm going to read... I already read the press release from it. I'm going to read the mission statement from a new newspaper in Canada. It is called the Agora, A-G-O-R-A, which I'm pretty sure means open and public. The publishers are Ryan Foster and Dan Merchant, perhaps Merchant. Oh, Dylan's coming in. Dylan's coming in with another pledge, I think. Is it a pledge, brother? Oh, I'm so happy. What? Oh, no way. This is insane. Oh, my goodness. Roberts Creek Vice, $350. That's insane. That is close to the amount that I brought in on my Fun Drive show 2 weeks ago. Robert, oh, you know what? We got a live caller. Let's take that on right now. Hey, welcome. You're live on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey.
How you doing, brother? Yeah.
Hey, awesome. This is The Vice.
Hey, The Vice.
Yeah, man. I
believe we've talked before. Tell me again who you are, brother.
I grew up in Laguna Beach.
Yes.
The coast, yeah.
That's right.
I'm totally familiar with the situation, the shit-tuation.
Yes.
Yeah, brother. And, you know, I got a little kiss from mom. She was up here, you know, the other day, you know.
Okay.
And you guys are awesome. And I'll help sponsor your show. And
yes,
station.
Sir. Yes,
but
sir.
What I want you to say is, like, every time you put, like, this Roberts Creek Vice.
Yeah,
concern,
okay.
Silence is complicity.
Yes.
You know? It's where it's at. Like, this whole fucking thing going on here right now, I'm getting ready to get a bumper sticker. It's going to go Bush, Obama, and it's black and white. Like, you know, an Oreo, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Silence is complicity, and you are 100% on the ball, brother.
You know, I speak the truth, you know.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, so you're a new business mention sponsor with Robert Creek Vice. Silence is complicity.
Yes, sir.
Far out, man. That is exactly what I want to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you got anything else you want to share?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, that guy, you know, what's his name? The prime minister?
Stephen Harper.
Maybe he should go to, like, Texas.
it kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, clear out of this fucking country. You know, I like this country. You know, it's nice. I'm an immigrant.
Yeah.
It's a nice country, but, like, clear out of here.
Yes, indeed. Leave it to people. Okay.
Keep it up.
Far out, man.
Peace.
Right on.
Yeah, man.
There we go. I just read Roberts Creek Vice, $350 donation. Silence is complicity. That is so awesome. And I think what he's trying to say is the same thing that I'm trying to say, is that if you're silent on the phones, if you're silent about keeping important information, if you're silent about not teaching your loved ones about the swine flu, about 9/11, about everything that's going on, about this fascist dictatorship that's creeping in, and so many people think that it's peanut butter and jelly. It's not. It's poison. It's a vaccine that's going to fuck you up. Your children are going to have weird diseases. That is what's going on. That comes from vaccines. Call me crazy. I don't really give a shit. This is the independent research that I've done, and a whole heck of a lot of people have done on their own. And when we compare notes, we're coming to very similar conclusions. Shit is hitting the fan. I'm not saying that this radio station is going to stop it, but damn it, information is a real powerful weapon. Am I right about that? Being informed is our best defense. Because I'm not going to take up a weapon or a gun. That's not who I am. I couldn't do that. I mean, hell, I'm getting teary-eyed over people making pledges, which isn't even a pledge drive. I'm not capable. I'm not capable of evil on the grand scale. I can't even comprehend these psychopaths that are running the show right now. And what's that brilliant saying by Upton Sinclair? He said something to the effect of, it is really, really hard to get someone to recognize something when their paycheck depends on them not knowing it. That says a whole lot. That says a whole lot. Because you know what? I'm making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and that's nothing compared to these rich people. That's a 1 week expense account. But you know what? That $20,000 or $30,000, I got a family, brother. I got kids. I got to have a little entertainment. I got to keep up with the Joneses. I got to buy all these frickin' toys that they bring out a new one every other year, slightly upgraded. A new bell and whistle. You know what? They're 20 years further than that. They're playing us. I'm pissed off about it. I'm pissed off about a lot of things, but I'm not going to get violent over it. Because that's in the physical world. And there's a higher world than that. And if we got a chance, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be 99% of us that are on a similar brain path. Our energy is feeding each other. It's running on a similar parallel. That we've loosened the grip of fear that is locking us into low energy, stupefying levels. And something's going to happen out of that. We're going to be communicating with each other. We're going to allow our intuition to have a big say in things. And we're not going to allow people to say, what will the neighbors think? What will your parents think? What will your kids think? You're talking crazy. They don't talk like that on TV. They're going to put you in a camp. And you deserve it, maybe. You're talking crazy. You know what? When enough people wake up, that idea is going to cease to exist. Okay, I got more good news. During that last audio clip, there was two pledges. Roberts Creek Vice, fellow brother from California. And he's telling you silence is complicity. And amen to that. But there's something else. Another pledge. Chris, $150. I don't know which Chris this is. I know one. Another soldier for truth. Another peace activist. Another information warrior. He pledged $150. I don't know if this is the same one. Maybe it's a female, Chris. Doesn't matter. That's $500 right there. I got a stack of paper here. Anonymous, 75. Maya, 20. Dwayne, 25. Mike, 25. What the hell's that give me? That's 5, 5, 7, 5, 6, $645. I got more money in this show than I did on my real pledge drive. And I kicked ass on that show. At least I tried. And this show, hell, I'm not even trying. I'm just trying to be real, you know. And where that's taken me, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the same guy that did this show a year ago. I can tell you that much. Okay. Oh, a long time ago, I introduced the mission statement. Let's get back to the outline, shall we? Oh, you know what? No, I can't do that. I've got a couple clips I got to play. All right? So this is part of the deal of having a show. We've got a station message as of such. So let's move on to that, and I'll be right back. And where we're going to go with that is the mission statement to a brand new newspaper, the Agora. It's a print magazine that will be on major Canadian streets. It's free. The content is provided by you. It is everyone that is in together on this. This is a neat project. That's why I'm bringing it to you. There's two guys behind this. One was on my show a couple of weeks back. The next is going to be on in a week or two. These are the movers and the shakers that are dropping some of that fear and are trying to align our energies. So that's what we're going to hear when we get back, this crazy mission statement. And yes, indeed, it asks for a lot, a whole lot. And I'm guilty of that as well. The things that I'm asking for of my brothers and sisters out there might not be realistic. That doesn't mean that I'm not sincere, that it isn't needed, that a lot of people don't think that way. I'm just saying we've got our work cut out for us. And part of that work being cut out is supporting radio stations. And I'm going to ask for one more pledge. To support an independent radio station. The office phone number is area code 250-716-3410. And the people that are listening to this next week and the week after, due to the archived show, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you in Saskatoon, in Red Deer, in Edmonton, in Nelson. This is the only station in Canada that will let a crazy fucker like me talk about 9/11 on the radio. And I'm willing to bet that you're pretty crazy yourself. So crazy is as crazy does. I need you to phone and make a pledge. Please do that. Do that for yourself. 716-3410. Let's plug some ads. Hey, there we go. it's funny that those ads that I just ran is what this show is about. So that was pretty neat. And you know what's also neat? Dylan's on the phone. Dylan is on the phone, and that makes me so, so happy. I'm going to be higher than a kite tomorrow at work. I'm just going to be bubbling up. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to something else that is rather inspiring. This is a mission statement from the Agora. And I already told you what all that is about, so let's not do it again. I've been yapping my face off today. I'm not even close to halfway through my outline. Isn't that something? Okay, here it is. The Agora is a new kind of newspaper platform. It is the embodiment of a revolution in the way ideas and information are shared between increasingly interconnected peoples in this modern world. It is a cunningly coordinated response to establishment-centric news media conglomerates, which are neither willing nor capable of adapting to the rapidly evolving Canadian consciousness, and which consistently fail to represent the diverse interests of Canadians. The Agora is a direct byproduct of an accelerating transmission of society involving powerful upheavals in the interrelationship between technology and civilization. And it is this transformation and its innumerable manifestations in areas of politics and science, business, the environment, law, spirituality, religion, philosophy, psychology, art, and literature, which the Agora has established as its mission not only to recognize, not only to entertain, but to intimidate, but to intimately reflect. The Agora will provide a powerful venue to the news and views and ideas of our times. The Agora will become the print media nexus, the inexhaustible opportunities for the innovative business ventures of the future. The Agora will carve its own path, taking what is proven to work and supplementing it with brilliance in invention. The Agora will open a channel to the underutilized talent which exists in our nation in all areas applicable to print and online media, to build a new kind of national newspaper which we can truly call our own. Not only will the Agora come into being on a national scale, but also locally, coordinated from within the rural and urban communities which comprise the lifeblood of the Canadian experience. Very nice. It goes on a little bit more. It talks about if you want to provide content, how to do that. I better give you an email address. If you are a writer and your ideas don't seem to fit, the editors of the local newspapers won't publish your letters. This place will. So you can email Ryan Foster. That's R-Y-A-N. Ryan Foster at theagoranational.ca. That's A-G-O-R-A, theagoranational.ca. Their website is not up and running yet. Their first issue has not been published. It's due out the 16th. I will have Dan, well, either Merchant or Machon. I'm not too sure the enunciation on that. He will be on the show before long. You know what? I've got another pledge. That is so nice. Phil Bailey. $50, he wants to give a shout-out to Talk Radio. And yes, indeed, it is well heard. Phil, thank you. And I shout that out to everyone who is listening tonight, who's hearing the crazy ramblings of this crazy host. I don't usually give my name out. My name's Raymond, by the way. Not that that really matters. I've got a lot of history and a lot of past, and I don't often share that on my show. Maybe I should. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Do you need to know more to believe me? Do you need to know more to make a pledge to become a member of an independent news outlet? Oh, is that a phone call? Oh, shit, it's not. Oh, it is. It is. Hey, let's take a phone call. Hey, welcome. You're on Unbought and Unbossed.
All right.
Far out.
Hey, this is Phil from Hornby.
Phil, hey, yeah. That's your
that's right.
$50 pledge.
Just a bit of a correction there. You said I was doing a shout-out to Talk Radio.
Oh, no, Truth Radio.
That's
oh,
the one. That's
yes.
The one. Yeah. Keep on telling the truth.
Nice.
Yeah, keep on telling the truth, because apparently the truth shall set us free.
That's what I'm hoping on, man.
Yeah, we've heard this.
Oh, very nice. Phil, did you say Hornby?
Hornby Island.
Hornby. Wow, we've got a couple Hornbys.
Good.
You got fairly good reception there, I understand.
We do. We're across a bunch of water, and the radio comes in good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Phil, thank you very, very much.
Okay.
And a shout-out to Truth Radio.
Yeah.
Very.
And it is a great way to spend a Wednesday night.
I'm happy to hear that.
That's right.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
Be well, my friend.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, very, very nice. Another pledge. Oh, my listener, or well, the listeners are taking good care of this station, and I'm so happy about that. This wasn't intended to be, you know, the fun drive show part two, but that's what it's turned into. And, yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. I didn't know that that's where I was going to be going tonight. yeah, isn't that nice? You know, we're this is proof that we're taking care of each other. Sincerely, this is proof that we are taking care of each other. This is one example. And from this example will come many more. And one of the things that I'm coming to appreciate and learn and cherish about having this silly radio show that I have is that there is a web of connection out there, and it's on multiple levels, and you don't see everyone, that's for sure. And there are so many different ways to be connected, and it really is, you know, and every person, no matter what their beliefs are, they have threads going to us. We're all the same. We're all made of the same, similar organic compounds. There's not many of them. But there's something special that's been added into that mix. Is that our soul? Is that our intuition? Is it the little voice in the back of our head? Is it the pain in the stomach when we do something that doesn't feel right? Is it the swelling of the heart? Because you know when you do something good and something based in love, your heart swells. And I guess I'm hoping that there's a lot of swelling hearts tonight, because I've gotten a tremendous amount of pledges. And, oh boy, that is nice. So if you too want to feel a pang in your heart, maybe you haven't felt it for a little while, you can call the station and order some snake oil. And what I mean by that is, test it out. Am I full of shit? Let's find out. We got a caller on the air. Hey, welcome to the Unbought and Unbossed show.
Hi, Raymond. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you tonight, sir?
Hello. Sorry, I hit the wrong button somewhere. I'm really well, thank you very much.
Good, good. Where are you calling from?
Nanaimo.
Okay.
My name is Gord.
Hi, Gord.
You know what I heard today on that well-known Vancouver radio station? I won't tell you the call letters, but the lady at noon, her name is Christy something or other.
Okay.
She said one of the things she likes best about Canada is we have less freedom of speech than in the United States.
That seems impossible to say that.
That does seem, well, it's certainly difficult to say that. But I can't imagine how a person whose job is to inform people about what's going on would advocate less freedom of speech.
Yeah, that seems to go against everything that is making my heart swell tonight.
So I'll give you $100.
Oh, fantastic.
She did it. You need to phone her and thank her.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to get you to call the office line.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I'll do that right now.
Oh, that is so very swell of you.
Keep up the good work. And,
thank you,
and
sir.
And put the fire under these people, you know. There's something wrong out there.
Okay. I'm going to give that number to you and the listeners.
Okay.
Okay. It's 716-3410.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
Good night.
Be well. Oh, man, $100 pledge. $100 pledge. That is just, I don't know what to say. You know what, I don't know where I'm going to go with this, but I was partly brought up on the Jerry Lewis telethon. And that crazy guy would go for a couple of days, wouldn't he? He's probably drinking a little bit, I don't know, but whatever. He sure looked like he'd been drinking a little bit after 2 days. And he was just crying with happiness, supporting his cause. And this isn't a cause. This is the cause. This is the cause. And I'm going to put on an audio clip right now. And some of you, some of the ideas might go over your head. There's a lot of controversial ideas that are going to come out of this next piece. And I need to play an audio clip because I need a moment to regroup. So while I'm regrouping, this is a piece that you may need to use your intuition. And what I mean by that, let's say you're daydreaming while you're driving right now. Well, no, but you can't concentrate on something and use your intuition because you need to be in a clear frame of mind, and there seems to be a universal truth. Another web, let's say, that you are connected to. You're connected to this with many strings, and this universal truth, this force of love, sometimes speaks to you through what we call intuition. And that will always tell you the best advice going. It might make you some enemies. To intuit something. Use your intuition. So, this next audio clip, he's from London. He goes by, his YouTube channel is CVEITCH. Civitec, maybe. And he's calling this a message to the resistance. And whether you want to be included in this or not, you don't really have a choice. You're all part of the resistance. Because you're all part of that special web that connects us. So, if these ideas upset you a little bit, or you think that they're a little too far out, maybe you're going to find a time in the next week to think about one of the ideas. And hopefully a little bit after that, you might come to some form of clarity. Clarity is not a beautiful word. It's clear. You can see through it. There's no poison in it. It's not poisoned by artificial flavor and color. It's your intuition coming through, and that's going to give you the truth. Not your truth, the truth. So, listen to this well-spoken English chap, because he's talking to you. A message to the resistance. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Let's kick this off. It's needed to be kicked off for a while now. The time for sitting around in front of each other and in front of our computer screens has definitely ended. We now realize what it is that we need to do if we are to be proud human beings doing something worthy with our lives. I don't know about you, the viewer, whether you watch because you like to be titillated by the awfulness of our situation as we face genocide on this planet, the genocide to end all genocides, Yes, I mean the extermination of 90% of the world's population as the New World Order brings about their technologically advanced slave society whilst they lord it above you in the New Age. What this talk is not designed to do is to present you with evidence or direct you to more websites to look at how terrible the coming Holocaust is going to be. I know I shall be accused of creating a self-fulfilling prophecy here, but we must prepare, and by preparation I do not mean sitting emailing one another with yet more evidence of the coming horrors. These horrors are coming, and you will either die on your knees, or you will fight as the warrior stirs within you and faces your enemy with snarling teeth. Not being a religious man, I shiver as I tell you that God is indeed on our side, the side of sentient, loving, fighting man. My dear brothers and sisters, I ask you to join me in the final fight against the suicidal nihilists, the mega-rich billionaires and private bankers who have taken it upon themselves to terraform this planet, to lower the world's population, and to create a brave new world where they shall rule for eternity. I know you're scared, but this is not the time for fear. Release your mind from the chains that bind your honor and let your savage man out, for it is needed now more than ever in the history of humanity. We have seen slaughters, we have seen millions of young uniformed men sent obediently towards their deaths in previous conflicts. We have seen men, women, and little children herded into camps and gas chambers by the millions. We have seen perpetual warfare against public opinion. We have forgotten, we have become complacent. Worse than complacency, we think someone will come and save us. The awful truth is, and I resisted believing this, is that the final fight between good and evil is now, and it is our destiny to win it for the species, the human soul. We are not alone. God, we're not alone. We have each other by the billions, and we have a universe that is conspiring to help us and watching over us. We have a God which gives us the signs to see and the courage to rebel, the courage to fight for what is our birthright and the birthright of all sentient species in the universe. We shall fight for our freedom and we shall win. Many of us will not make it. Hell, I may not even make it, but we have to fight for the eternal glory of knowing that when our time came to prove ourselves, we stood up and fought with everything we had for what is real, for what is worthy, for truth, freedom, and above all, love. Any revolutionary is driven by the most powerful emotion in the universe, unconditional love. It's universal across the totality. All sentient species feel it. But with great power comes the opportunity for great corruption, and the Illuminati, with their incredible desire for world domination, sold their souls to the dark side in order to further rule and imbibe the physical world glory which they seek in a deluded manner, forgetting in the fog of their corrupted hearts and in the suicidal nihilism that they shall answer for their actions in this realm before not only themselves, but before the absolute consciousness himself. Life has just arrived. We are indeed the subjective imagination of ourselves, which is precisely why I ask you not to be scared, but to join me in the good fight for all, for which you will proudly rise each day and show each other what it means to be human, to care for your fellow man in the face of this nightmare. Stand up for yourselves, stand up for your children, stand up for truth, and know deep in your hearts that victory is easy if you believe in it, and I believe in it with my entire being. Each and every generation has had their fight for freedom against tyranny, and this is ours. This is the reality of the physical world. This is the answer you have been looking for. The emptiness you have felt ends now as you wake up to the final truth that you must fight for everything that is sacred. This is God's test, and this is the test you set out for yourself before you were born, before you chose to live at the moment, at the most glorious time and the biggest test of all. Do not waver. Do not run in fear. Stand firm, and we shall stand next to you. Together we are many. The machine men cannot throw an infinite number of slaves to fight you. The slaves are waking up and will join us against the dark side parasites which taint our collective souls with their hate and inhumanity. The machine men will fail. They will fall. This is the test. This is the fight. This is your destiny. Do you believe your life would be worth living if God had made this a perfect reality of happiness and love and sunshine? That comes after this life. In this one, we must prove ourselves through our choice and free will to show that we have souls worthy and capable of love in the face of violent adversity. This is the test that we have chosen for ourselves. The armed resistance must begin in the United States of America. The people there have not been disarmed like we have in the United Kingdom and in most of Western Europe. The people in the USA have to show total resistance and lead the world by example. We are standing by you. They need to organize and begin a concerted effort to destroy the FEMA concentration camps and to dismantle the surveillance state. You need to connect with the humanity in the police force and in the armed forces to make these uniformed and indoctrinated souls realize that they are slaves being sent to slaughter other slaves by a dark force which cares not about them or their family. The armed forces and the police force right now are like the collaborating Jews in World War II herding their fellow men, women, and children onto the trains towards Auschwitz in the false belief that perhaps they will be spared the same fate. But they are never spared the same fate. We are not dealing with souls when we deal with our enemy. We are dealing with a few men with machine hearts who have long ago sold their souls to the dark side. Alas, they provide us with the most glorious opportunity to show the world who we are and what we stand for. We stand for total resistance in the face of genocide, of murder, of inhumanity. I stress one last time, we have God on our side. You feel it in your heart, you feel it in your soul. The infinite power of the universe beats within you and you will never be extinguished. It never has been, and trust me, look into my eyes when I tell you that we are very close to victory. Good always prevails over evil. Brothers and sisters, I implore you to understand that the time is now. The most beautiful moment of your existence, as prescribed by destiny, is upon you, and you will succeed. Fight the good fight and win it for the human soul.
There we go, there we go. I kind of wish that fellow would have given his name myself. Pretty inspiring. Pretty inspiring ideas. And I was just talking with some of the CHOI people outside. You know what? I'm going to take back what I didn't say. Yeah, I'm keeping it real, whatever that means. I'm going to move on to the final piece I'm going to read from tonight. I do want to thank the pledgers that called in tonight for the continued fund drive, because CHLY recently had a fund drive 2 weeks ago, and we got half the funds that we were asking for. In fact, if we got any less, we'd be cutting things out of our budget. We didn't do very well. So I want to thank the people that have answered my call, that has heard this lonely madman speak out into the night air. And hopefully it connected to you. And even if I didn't, you're going to connect to something else, right? Not about ego. Let's not go to ego. That's a real powerful subject, the ego, you know. And I'm proud of my show, the Unbought and Unbossed show, because I do my best every week. And, you know, have I saved the world? Of course not. Have I made a small dent? Hell yeah. What that means, I don't know. I don't know. When I was a boy, my father took me camping a couple times, and he told me, always leave the campsite cleaner than when you first saw it. And I understood that on that simple level, and I think I'm understanding what he really meant on a deeper level now. So thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Well, Dad's not really on the same page as me. He supports the work I do. I was telling him about the conference I'm putting on. And I'll remind you that all the people who pledged tonight, and there's a large number, that they will be getting half-price tickets to the 2009 Truth Convergence Project Uncensored. That's going to be at the Vancouver Island University on Sunday, November the 29th. I hope you guys can make it. I hope you fill the halls. I haven't worked out the prices. There's a couple things that I can't mention yet. There's a good chance this is going to be real cheap. but let's not talk about money. And you know what? Best case scenario, I'm not making much, and what I do is going to go straight back to you guys. That's what I spend my money on, making sure I've got the internet, making sure that I've got the books that I feel important to read and to share with you. What the hell's that about? So, the presenters, if you make a pledge tonight and you haven't yet for the CHLY Fun Drive, the extended version, these are the six. Well, if they're not experts in their field, they're damn close. And I'm honored to say that all six of these people said yes immediately when I asked them if they want to be part of this project. And that's a neat thing. The people with the information want to get it out there. We want to find an audience. And I'm making an audience with this silly conference. So the speakers, Kevin Annett, Nick Versteg, Paul Grignon, Splitting the Sky, Wayne Pronte, Will Thomas. The different topics we're going to hear about is genocide, food security, money and banking issues, war criminals coming into Canada, the false flag flu and these poisoned vaccines, and the cell phones and electromagnetic dangers that are putting cancer in our heads. Those are six different topics. They got one thing in common. This stuff needs to get out. We've got to uncensor what our governments and mainstream media are ignoring and censoring, and damn it, being informed might be our only defense. So if you want to go to that conference, I'll cut you a good deal. I'd like a pledge for CHLY. I'm going to give that phone number, and please, let's get one more call tonight. Pop this bubble I'm in. So let's go with 716-3410. That's the phone number if you want to keep independent voices on the air. CHLY is the only station in Canada that will allow a 9/11 truther and someone who talks about the New World Order plans and the hidden history and the obscured history and the censored history. CHLY is the only station. You need to support this station. Please call in 716-3410. Okay, son of a gun, where are we going to go? You know what? I think I had a piece to read. I'm not going to read that tonight. I'll tell you what you're missing, though. This is put out by Newsday.com. Thousands of 9/11 workers can now sue over illnesses. These are the first responders that were told that the air quality was safe. And these are the people that the government called heroes. And apparently more people have died due to inhalation diseases than died in the actual terror attacks. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Okay, so you're not going to hear that. Then I was going to play an audio clip of what went down last month at the G20 meetings in Pittsburgh. Students were trapped on stairwells and were gassed. Trapped. That happened at the University of Pittsburgh. And the person who was going to be speaking is Luke Radowski. I haven't had him on the show personally, but I've played different clips of him speaking. He's the founder of We Are Change. And this young man and people that he's working with have held numerous fundraisers for the first responders that have been left to die and are dying and have already died from being untreated from the shit that they breathed in the weeks and months following 9/11. I encourage you to watch the videos on YouTube. You can punch in G20 Pittsburgh, and you'll see those students trapped on the stairs. Can't go up, can't go down. Had two stormtroopers ready to break their bones if they went up. and gas was coming from below. Okay, I found an audio clip I am going to play, though. I always plan basically two shows for this show, for every show, and so I'm skipping a lot of things, but I'm really not following. I'm kind of footloose and fancy free tonight, and I didn't think that I'd be asking listeners to support independent radio tonight, and I'm glad that I did. I got numerous pledges, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Yeah, more so than I can even speak right now. So, again, I don't want to only be the bearer of bad news, but there are some things that we have to know what's going on and how this new world order is being built upon us. And the bottom line of where this piece is going is that the terrorists, or the so-called terrorists, hiding in caves, Al-Qaeda and the such, they're not the terrorists anymore. The terrorist is you. Speaking out makes you a terrorist. This is not acceptable. I will not go quietly into this good night. So listen to this. This will blow your mind. This is a video produced in association with the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI. It is narrated by former Denver Bronco quarterback John Elway, who urges people to report suspicious activity that could constitute terrorism. Behavior, for example, that includes buying gold, owning guns, using a stopwatch or binoculars in public, even donating to a charity. The video was produced by the Colorado-based Center for Empowered Living and Learning. They call themselves CEL. Empowered Learning. Keep that in mind. So this is to promote CEL's $7 million exhibit, which is being held in the Meisel Museum in Denver, Colorado. The exhibit is entitled Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere, Understanding the Threat of Terrorism. Anyone, Anytime, Anywhere. So again, the entire apparatus of the war of terror has now shifted to target you, the people. By defining mundane activities as potential terror, those in power want to create a society where everyone feels under suspicion and guilty, even if they are completely law-abiding citizens. Indeed, the implication is that only those who join the tyranny and become informers for the state can feel truly patriotic and avoid the wrath of Big Brother. Those comments, slightly altered, are from Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. This audio clip will finish off tonight's show. I would like to thank everyone who took part in keeping this show on the air, and that is exactly what you have done. Thank you. I am so appreciative, I will come back next week and do another show. So here we are. The Department of Homeland Security wants to let you know that there are 8 signs of terrorism that you must recognize. And these are things that you and your family do on vacation and at home and in your privacy, and you're terrorists. You better understand what these signs are, because this is how they're going to come down. Okay, friends. That's going to do it for the Unbought and Unbossed show. We'll see you next week.
inside the cells exhibit anyone, anytime, anywhere, understanding the threat of terrorism, I'm reminded of the morning of September 11, 2001. I remember turning on the television and saying, how can this possibly be happening in the United States of America? Well, it's something that we're going to have to deal with the rest of our lives. The horrific events of September 11th and the Oklahoma City bombing have made it clear that terrorism is not only a very real threat abroad, but also right here at home. Anyone can become a victim of terrorism, anytime, anywhere. Together, we can change this. Each of us has a responsibility to protect our community, and we can do so by recognizing the signs of terrorism and taking proper action to stop it.
Experts agree that there are 8 signs of terrorism we should watch out for. Surveillance, elicitation, tests of security, funding, acquiring supplies, impersonation, rehearsal, and deployment.
When you witness any suspicious activities, you should report them to the Colorado Information Analysis Center, the CIAC. And for imminent threats, call 911.
Surveillance. While planning, terrorists often survey a potential target to determine its strengths and weaknesses. This may include determining how well a target is protected, identifying what type of security measures are in place, and gauging emergency response times by local police and rescue units. How do you distinguish between a tourist taking souvenir photos and a terrorist surveying a target? Often, it's about what they are taking a picture of. Are they looking at the scenery or a high security facility? Suspicious surveillance activity may include someone recording or monitoring activities, drawing diagrams, making notes, using vision-enhancing devices, acquiring floor plans or blueprints, or showing interest in the security and access points to facilities. Any of these surveillance methods may be a sign that something isn't right, and you should report it to the CIAT. Elicitation. Another sign of terrorism is elicitation. This is where terrorists attempt to gain information from people or organizations related to their target. Terrorists often inquire about operations and security of important places, such as a power plant, school, stadium, or shopping mall. Elicitation attempts are made by mail, email, telephone, or in person. Some terrorists even gain employment to monitor day-to-day activities to gather detailed information about their target. Call the CIAT if you observe any such activity.
Testing security is another key step in terrorist planning. Have you ever been on a bus or a light rail and noticed a bag that has been left unattended? This could be an example of a terrorist determining how long it takes for people or security to respond. Terrorists also frequently trespass into restricted areas to threaten security. It is vital that if you witness someone engaging in these activities, you should report it immediately and call 911.
Funding. It's expensive to run a terrorist operation. Terrorists not only need to raise money, but they also need to transfer and spend it in a way that doesn't bring attention to themselves. Typical crimes for funding can be anything from drug and people trafficking to burglary and sales of illegal merchandise. They have also been known to funnel money from charitable organizations and legitimate business operations. There are many signs to watch out for, such as witnessing an unusually large transaction that's paid for with cash or gift cards, and also being vigilant donations toward a charity you've never heard of. If you see something that may be suspicious, call the CIAT immediately.
Acquiring supplies. To conduct an attack, terrorists need a variety of supplies, which include weapons, transportation, and a communication system. You might observe a suspicious-looking vehicle in a strange area, or come across someone buying a number of one-time-use cell phones. You may even notice a garage filled with stockpiles of fertilizer, odd machinery, or even weapons. Terrorists also use aliases to avoid suspicion and obtain access to their targets. Forging personal identification or passports and stealing or acquiring uniforms are all suspicious activities and should be reported immediately.
Suspicious persons or impersonation. When someone's behavior seems suspicious because of what they say or do, this could be a red flag. Terrorists will impersonate law enforcement, mail carriers, or company employees to gain information. If you see something that may be abnormal or have a gut feeling that something is just not right, call the CIAT.
Rehearsal phase. Terrorists will often rehearse a pending attack, sometimes several times, to ensure their operation will run smoothly. The run-through may include putting their operatives in position, monitoring police radios, and measuring emergency response times by area police and firefighters. If you witness any activity in which danger seems imminent, call 911 immediately.
Deployment. During the deployment phase, terrorists are arranging their assets, getting into position, or are in the midst of an attack. If you witness someone engaging in these activities, you should report it immediately and call 911. It's important for all of us to realize when a terrorist incident occurs, it affects everyone. You can make a difference in helping stop an attack by being able to recognize the 8 signs of terrorism and alert the authorities. If you or a family member sees any sort of suspicious activity, you shouldn't attempt to stop a suspect. Rather, report it immediately by calling 911 or the CIAC.
The success of securing our community's safety depends upon our shared commitment. It's a beautiful day here in Colorado, and there can be many more days like this with the help of people like you.